Welcome back to our Dallas County Let's Talk program, which is always brought to you by Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable. My name is Shaquan Nettingham, and today we are speaking with the Adel DeSoto Minburn School Superintendent, Greg Defoe. And Greg, first of all, really appreciate you taking the time to join me today.
It's always a pleasure. Thank you for making time for me.
Yeah, you are absolutely welcome. And we'll talk about your latest school board meeting that took place this past Monday. And so there were several things on the agenda. So we'll start off here. Talk about your ELA curriculum revision update.
Yeah, thank you for leading off with that, because that really is, you know, I would consider in a board agenda full of important things, this was, you know, one of the most important, because we're talking about teaching and learning and opportunities for kids to learn great stuff. So we've been in a two-year process to revise and review our curriculum at the high school level in the English Language Arts Department. We had three teachers come and share the progress and update our board on that work. And it was just, we're just really excited. So that teacher team, along with district and building administrators, have just done a really good job. So we were excited to hear an update about that program. And then the board did then, in an action item, approve the resources related to it. So that was an exciting way to start our meeting.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And so, yeah, thanks for going over that. What about the PK through 12 PE curriculum revision?
Yeah, again, that's just a really important part of our agenda and the work that we do. You know, not only do we do deep curriculum revisions in the core areas, you know, like math and English, social studies and science, but we also do revisions in, you know, the non-core areas, and physical education is one of them. And it was their year, and they develop a list of resources that they felt helped them expand their programs and their offerings for students. And we were really glad to bring that to the board and have the board approve, you know, a really fun set of equipment and resources for the K through 12 PE department.
Absolutely. And again, we are speaking here with the ADM school superintendent, Greg Defoe. And Greg, you know, I stop by the school often, and I talk with, you know, a lot of the choir kids and speech kids. And so I know there's a proposal to add one of those here for the next school year.
Yes, we were, you know, the board heard from our vocal music teachers at the middle school and high school, Ellie and Daniel, and the proposal was to initiate and launch a show choir program at the high school level. We've had show choir at the middle school for the past 3 years, and we had always anticipated that at some point we would want to expand and bring show choir to the high school level, and next year's it. So we're really excited to bring that really fun program to our high school, and they've got a really smart 3-year implementation plan, and the board was happy to approve that new program to ADM. So we're really excited.
Absolutely. And then talk about, I know, you know, this is obviously a big thing for all the school districts, but is the certified budget for the 2025-2026 year?
Yes, this marks kind of the end of our budget setting process for FY26. We had a public hearing, as we're required to do, and then the board acted upon the published budget and it set our tax rate at $17.87 per thousand as published. And that is similar. It's the same as our tax rate for this current year, or this current fiscal year of FY25. So really happy to get that process buttoned up and as we move into next year.
Again, speaking here with the ADM school superintendent, Greg Defoe, for our Dallas County Let's Talk program. And now, Greg, touch on the master contract approval. What is that looking like?
Yes, we have a really great relationship with the ADM Education Association of the teachers union. As is usual, you know, we negotiate every spring, and we did that again, and we're able to settle very quickly on increases for teachers. And so the board acted on that negotiated agreement and then the issuance of contracts to teachers that represent those increases. And it was an increase to the base for teachers of 3.31% and a total package of around 3.5. So all those things were done well, and the board approved those moves on Monday night.
And can you talk about where we at in the new high school? I know that's always a thing as that process is still going on, and kind of where are we at in that?
Yeah, the work has started. You know, the there's equipment on site right now during earthwork, and they're removing some of the trees, the evergreens that are necessary to remove for the site plan, and most of the trees will remain. You know, so the work has started, and we're really excited, and we know that summer of 27 will be here pretty quick. Absolutely. So work has started.
Absolutely. Yeah. Thanks for that update. And before we let you go, of course, you know, we're getting towards the end of school, and, you know, I just want to hit on some things. I know you guys just held your spring musical, you know, talking about the drama kids and everything like that. Obviously you got spring sports going on right now. You know, you got your choice of soccer, golf, and track and field, of course. And so just talk about how things are going as we head towards the end of the school year. I know prom is also coming up here soon.
It is. There's just so much energy. I mean, virtually every single night of the week, much on weekends, you know, there's great things going on, great activities from, like you mentioned, the sporting events to, you know, fine arts. You know, we had the spring play last weekend and, you know, the dream, and it was really good. And we have got, you know, all kinds of our elementary music concerts, and it's just such a full time. April and May are just crazy. We love it. And then we get to June and, you know, take a deep breath, as do parents, and you know, kind of culminates with graduation at the end of the month in May. So it's a sprint to the finish, and it's super fun, and we wouldn't have it any other way.
Absolutely. Again, that is ADM Superintendent Greg Defoe joining us here for our Dallas County Let's Talk program. And Greg, really appreciate the time, and we'll check in again with you soon.
Sounds great. Look forward to talking to you again.
Absolutely. Again, our Dallas County Let's Talk program always brought to you by Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.